Hi, John. How are you this evening?
I've got a bit of a cold.
Good, excellent.
I said I've got a bit of a cold.
But, pardon, you'll have to speak up a bit. I've got a bit of an ear infection.
I've got a bit of a cold.
Yes, you sound as though you're a bit blocked up.
Sorry?
I said you sound as though you might have got a bit of a cold.
I'm sorry, you'll have to speak up a bit. I've got a bit blocked up.
Pardon?
On a Monday night in December, the Community Association Hall in Ferndown in Dorset is a large and cold place to be. It's a large place to be in other months too, of course, but it's particularly cold in December.
Where's Naomi?
She's my wife.
Where is she?
On Thursday night, the Ferndown Players Christmas production opens here, and I've come to spend the next four crucial days with director Peter Simmons and the company. Days which are the culmination of weeks and months of other days, earlier days.
I've actually had a key cut now.
Really? Good.
So, I mean, don't feel you have to hang around till the end.
No, that's all right. I mean, you know...
But I do know we're a bit low on paper towels in the loo.
Right, yes. Hello, it's Roy Mallard.
Pardon?
People like us.
How do you mean us? Which people?
Radio 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just naturally assumed you were the new caretaker.
Hello.
It was back in 1979 that Peter Simmons first had the idea of setting up a small amateur dramatic society in Ferndown, some 15 miles north of Bournemouth. Frustratingly for him, he was then living near Matlock in Derbyshire, and it wasn't until 1985, when he and his wife moved to within about 20 miles of Bournemouth, that the idea became at all practical.
Oh, Buttons, you always cheer me up so much.
Thanks.
You're my only friend. I don't know what I'd do without you.
I'll always be here, Cinderella. Always.
Oh, Buttons.
Okay, good. Let's just, can we, Derek? Derek!
Derek!
I just wanted to have a quick word with John.
I think what I need to do is to relax a bit, really, you know, just
absolutely, no, it's excellent, excellent.
Okay, could you tell me where I was going to
pen
there?
Me? Well,
I mean, do you know the song? It seemed to me I was going all right up to somewhere around about,
Is that right? Yes. That's fine.
Okay, now, Sally, that was just terrific. It really was. I just wonder whether you weren't even crying a little bit hard.
Yes. Christmas isn't an easy time of year for me.
No, I know it isn't.
I'm fine most of the time. It's just when she says, you know, you're the only friend I've got.
Yes. Let's just take a break for 5 minutes, all right, and then we'll go straight into that song, all right?
We're a bit low on paper towels in the loos.
Yes, I know we are.
I'm sorry. I thought you were playing Anything Goes, you see.
It's Let's Face the Music and Dance.
No, I'm sorry, I don't know that one, you see.
Oh.
I thought it was Anything Goes.
Okay, well, how does that go?
Peter has always believed that ordinary people should be given the chance to respond to challenging and innovative theatre, and his production last Christmas of Brecht's Rise and Fall of Arturo Uy was described by the Bournemouth and Poole Advertiser as starting on Thursday night and ending on Saturday.
Now, is this production aimed primarily at children or adults?
Ah, well, you see, the one thing the theatre's taught me is that there is a child in every adult.
Oh, so it's aimed at children, then?
Well, what I mean is that... Now, I don't suppose you've got any children, have you?
Well, no, but you know...
I'm sure that if you did... I am married. But I believe that none of us ever really loses the capacity to make believe.
No, but I am married, I really am.
The rehearsal had been scheduled to finish at 10 o'clock, and Ivor, the new caretaker, who looked a lot older than me, actually, and, to be perfectly frank, a bit sort of down at heel, had arrived and was jangling his keys. It seemed sensible to repair to the Brushmaker's Arms just 100 yards down the road, because the next nearest pub was half a mile away and wasn't very nice.
What can I get you?
Right, yes, I could do with...
No, I was talking to Ivor.
Oh, right, sorry, yes, I didn't see him there somewhere behind me.
Oh, they've had a pint of lager, Graham.
Yes, I think I probably came in before him, and that's why I didn't see him behind
pint
me.
Pint of lager? Stella be all right?
Oh, I think so. Her sister's come round. They got a video out.
Oh, good.
Naomi and John, do you find that being married actually helps you when it comes...
No, it doesn't, no.
Right.
John and Naomi Brooks moved into the Ferndown area from Hertfordshire 5 years ago when Naomi told John that they were going to. Now in their mid-30s, they've been married for 9 years, and they're still not sure whether they want a loft conversion.
So, John, do you think that acting is an escape for you, or do you bring elements of your own character and experience to a part like Button?
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I mean,
is that your beer?
Well, it is really, yes.
Sorry.
Well, you know, anyway, sorry, I forgot what I was asking you now.
Do you think that acting is an escape for you, or do you bring elements of your own character and experience to a part like Button's?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Well, I think, for me, it's probably an escape.
Is it really? And what is it that you're trying to escape from?
That's quite a difficult question, really.
Well, it's not that difficult, surely. I mean, do you think it's something in your personal life, for instance?
Or
your emotional life, if that's an appropriate term in your case.
What do you mean by
that? So, Naomi, you're playing the part of...
I'm the ugly sister.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, when I say of course, you know, I didn't mean, of course, because you're... Anyway, John, do you want a tissue?
Sorry?
A tissue.
Ooh, you're getting what I've got. Do you want to buy a tissue?
No, well, all right, then, thanks, yes. So, Naomi, when you say you're playing the ugly sister, aren't there two ugly sisters, actually?
Well, there are supposed to be, yes, but Peter had to do some rewriting because we had a bit of trouble casting.
Oh, I see, yes, I see. You mean he couldn't find anyone else who was...
It's quite a challenge for me, playing against type.
Who...
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm just... I thought I was going to sneeze.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yes, it is, isn't it?
If anyone has a right to feel under pressure in the next few days, it's Cinderella herself. About 4 years ago, Sally Marshall began to feel that life was becoming increasingly predictable.
So, I mean, if you don't make yourself get involved in something like this, it can feel quite odd at Christmas if you're... Aren't you going to drink that beer?
No, I'm not, no.
It can feel quite odd at Christmas if you're not part of, you know, a couple.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you all this.
No, why? What do you mean?
My original plan for the next few days had been to stay at a small family-run guest house on the back road between Ferndown and Wimborne Minster. But that plan turned out to be a bit too original because there wasn't a back road between Ferndown and Wimborne Minster. And in the event... I needn't have worried because Peter insisted that I stay with him and his wife, Frances.
Just sorry, this umbrella isn't bigger.
No, it's okay. You know, don't worry. It's okay.
Are those coats waterproof?
Not this particular one, no.
Oh.
No, this one's windproof.
It's a shame, really, because there isn't actually much wind, is there?
No, not really, no.
It's that sort of straight down rain, really.
Yes, it is, yes.
Is it far to the car? I mean... Put your bag in the boot.
Well, I'll just put it on the back seat if that's okay. It'd probably be a bit quicker, you know.
Okay, fine. Hang on. I'll just reach back and unlock that door.
Okay. Good. Yes. Right.
Chloe.
Thank you.
Hello, love.
Hello, love. Good God.
Hello.
Franny, this is Roy.
Good God.
Roy, this is Franny.
You poor thing.
Oh, well, it's not,
Oh, look, and you're wet, too.
Well, sorry?
Franny had a cup of tea waiting for us in the kitchen, but the first thing I needed to do was to go upstairs and have a hot shower. Peter said that wasn't going to be possible because it was a bungalow, and after I'd explained to him that it wasn't so much the going upstairs that I was looking forward to as the having a shower, I went off and had one.
Oh, hi.
Everything all right?
Oh, yes, absolutely fine. Yes, I feel a different person.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being different.
Huh?
That's good.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
What about this cup of tea now, Roy? Yeah. Or can I offer you something a bit stronger?
Well, that would be nice, because when I was in the pub, I didn't actually manage
to... What about coffee?
Oh, right.
Milk?
Yes, please, great.
Before retiring to Ferndown, Peter and Franny were house parents at a school for small, progressive, independent children in Derbyshire, where Peter taught English and liberal thingies, and Franny gave individual help to students with dyslexia or unplanned children.
So, your interest in the theatre is shared, isn't it?
Yes. I remember Franny auditioning for the part of Joan of Arc in my first ever show. And as she came out onto the stage, I remember thinking to myself, my God, that's her. That's the woman I'm going to marry.
Really? Oh, how fascinating. So, do you think that was fate looking over your shoulder and digging you in the...
I don't think so, really. We've been engaged for a year and a half.
Ah.
No, I'd never seen her in a wig before.
Right. And Franny, do you still act?
Oh, no. I'm afraid they don't write parts for women as old and wrinkled as I am.
Now, Franny, stop it. It's unfair on Roy.
Pardon?
But, Peter, it's simply true.
No, when Franny meets new people, she does this thing where she makes statements like that, which are so obviously untrue that they have to contradict her.
Oh, I see, right. Yes. Oh, right, well, yes, I mean, well, what about the other ugly sister in this show, for instance? Oh, look, you've got a cat. Hello, puss. Do you like milk?
He has two daughters in all, sire.
Oh, but Cinderella's much too busy in the kitchen. It can't possibly fit her anyway. Let me try it on here.
Very well, but I insist that...
Let me try it on. Here.
Very well, but I insist that every girl in this house shall try the slipper on before I leave.
It looks just my size. I'm sure if I just... Look, it fits perfectly.
My feet must have swelled up with the hot weather.
Look, it fits perfectly.
My feet must have swelled up with the hot
weather. No, it fits. Look, everybody.
Oh, Peter, it fits. What's it, Peter? Okay.
I don't think it fits. It's Mars too small.
Small.
There's great bulges at the top here.
Okay.
Tuesday night, and nerves are beginning to jangle. There are problems with one of the key scenes in the show, and this is a tense and difficult rehearsal, since there are problems with all the other scenes, too.
Okay, now what I suggest is that we come back to this shoe scene, which I think is going to be just brilliant, by the way, tomorrow. And then we'll do something about the size problem.
I think it might be a bit late for that, Peter.
Now... Excellent, excellent. Okay, so it's Sally initially and stand by Anne. And Roy,
yeah.
I was going to ask if you'd help us out by being our audience here.
Yes, fine, of course, yes.
So unfair. If only I could dance with the prince again.
Good, no, that's good, Sally. We haven't talked about crying at this point, but it's fine.
Sorry, Peter.
No, it's fine. Stay with it.
Oh,
text them.
So
text them.
Unfair. If only I could dance with the prince again. Oh, where's my fairy godmother now? Where is she? Where is she?
Roy?
What?
If you could be the audience here.
I am being the audience.
Yes, but you need to respond at this point.
Well, I am responding, look.
Yes, gosh, that is good. But what I mean is that this is your cue to tell Cinderella where her fairy godmother is.
But, I don't know where a fairy godmother is, do I?
But you're supposed to shout actually behind you.
But she isn't behind her, is she?
She is.
No, she isn't.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, no, she isn't.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, she... Pardon?
It's me, I'm the fairy godmother.
Oh.
This is Alan Roy. Oh. Obviously, he hasn't got his costume on tonight, but perhaps you can just imagine that.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
It's all right, don't worry, it's fine. It can't be easy for you.
No, what do you mean?
Okay, let's just take another run at this, shall we? Now relax and enjoy yourselves here. All right?
Yes, okay, fine.
Sally, are you okay?
My glasses are getting a bit smeared.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. I might as well just take them off the time.
Okay.
Hang on.
When you feel comfortable...
Oh, it's so unfair. If only...
She's behind you.
No, not yet.
But she's behind you.
No, she isn't.
Yes, she is.
Sorry.
Okay, let's just pause there for a minute.
Sorry, but I just want to check my cue again. Just make sure.
Yeah, I told you she was there. He was there.
Of course, Alan. Of course, that's a good thought.
Well, I didn't know you meant he was there.
Where is she, Alan? Okay?
Where's her?
No,
she's
behind
you.
No.
Sorry, I'm
just checking Alan's cue with it.
Yeah, sorry.
It's when Sally says, where is she?
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were doing a read.
Yes, that's right, of course. Where is she? Where is she? Okay.
Okay, Sally.
Where is she?
She's behind you.
Oh, don't start that again.
No, I'm just trying to point out.
Sorry, I'm not seeing there.
Well, I told you she was.
Sorry, I just need my glasses.
Okay, now are we ready?
Peter, I'm sorry, but I lost my glasses.
Oh,
I put them down somewhere. I don't know, I just... See where they are.
No, of course, Sally.
Sorry,
no.
It's just that you're
new. Where did you put them, Sally?
I don't know. I can't remember exactly where I was, but I took them off.
Oh, well, I know that. You were standing about here.
Thing is, I'm worried I may have put them on the floor.
Yes.
By the time we finished, the divisions within the company were now very close to the surface. But if Peter was worried, he was keeping it to himself, which put the rest of us on edge because we couldn't understand why he wasn't worried.
Another pint of royal oak in there, please, Graham.
A pint of oak.
You tried the oak?
Not quite, no, nearly.
Nice, great stuff.
Yes, it looks nice. So, how do you think it's going?
Excuse me, have you rung last orders yet?
It's Roy, actually.
Where?
No, I mean, I'm Roy, me. Hello.
Anyone waiting?
Well...
Oh, yes, please. Three halves of lager, please.
Would you like new glasses?
What do you mean by that?
Wednesday evening, and there are just 24 hours to go now before tomorrow night, which is sort of true of most evenings, really.
Well, so far, there have been no real crises, and I'm feeling reasonably,
good?
No, but what's the word I'm looking for? Hopeful, optimistic. Oh, I hate it when this happens. Yeah. Begins with S.
Oh, yes, that is annoying, isn't it?
So, with the pressure building, Peter was feeling reasonably saline. But towards the end of the rehearsal, just when things were going well, or actually just a little bit after they were going well, a potentially big problem develops.
Peter, there's a problem.
It's Roy.
No, it's potentially even bigger than that.
No, I mean, I'm Roy.
Peter, it's Bob. The useless old gets knocked himself.
Bob Hazelwood, who plays the part of Prince Charming's footman in the final scenes of the show, has been taken to hospital. Bob is one of the most loyal and willing members of the company and has gradually worked his way up from simple front-of-house duties to begin with through really quite complex front-of-house duties to recent years when he's finally established a role for himself on stage as a specialist player of corpses or people who are asleep. His speaking part as the footman in this show, albeit one line, was to have given him his first opportunity to move beyond groaning, but it also required him to walk on stage bowing, something he hasn't found easy to coordinate because of his knees, and he's fallen off the back of the set whilst rehearsing.
So come on then. What are we going to do?
Well, could Alan double up as the footman?
Don't be ridiculous. It takes him hours to get out of that dress.
It's a lovely dress, though.
Are you trying to be helpful?
Really?
Let's just focus. I mean, I'm sure it's not beyond us to think of a way of finding someone who could carry a shoe in on a cushion and say, pray silence for His Majesty Prince Charming.
What?
Don't worry about the rest of the costume for the moment.
No, all right.
I mean, that wig will do perfectly well for now. Yes. And obviously, as soon as we can get Bob's tights back from the hospital...
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and have you met Erica? He's Prince Charming.
Hello.
Hello.
Right. Excellent. So, you coming through that door, Roy, right. And your cue to knock is, name is, oh, I can hardly wait.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, so we go out now, and then I just come in, say my line, and introduce him. Him. Sorry.
That's right.
That's exactly it, Roy. Yes, brilliant. All right, then, here we go. Positions, everyone.
Yes, of course. I saw you last night, but that was only in a very short skirt. Scene.
You know, Buttons... He's been to every other house in the land, so that just leaves me. I'm so excited.
But what about Cinderella?
Cinderella? That poor creature? Ha 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 ha! Don't be ridiculous. Prompt!
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha! No, I always knew this would happen to me. Oh, I can hardly wait. Oh, that'll be him. Come in.
It's supposed to come straight in and introduce the prince.
Yeah, Roy! Show it, Roy!
It's stuck.
Pardon?
It's stuck, it won't open.
Roy, just come through and we'll go over it again.
What?
Oh, Christ.
Hello.
Hello, Roy. Now, would it help if we just ran up to that queue
again? I'm sorry, it just seemed to stick. I couldn't... Didn't it, Erica?
It did seem to, yes. Yeah. I think Bob used to sort of kick it open and somehow as he turned the
handle. Well, look, what I suggest is that we just leave the door very slightly ajar so we don't run into these problems.
Oh, I see, yes.
So that you just knock and come straight in.
Right, I see, yes.
Okay. You're not nervous, are you?
No.
John, let's take it from your line, and perhaps if you just project a bit more. Oh, that would be great, okay?
Yes.
But what about Cinderella?
Cinderella? That poor creature. Ha 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 ha. Don't be ridiculous. Ha ha ha. No, I always knew this would happen to me. Oh, I can hardly wait.
Pray silence for His Majesty Prince Charming.
God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thursday night, and with the show underway, there's no time for reflection now. These are ordinary people, with normal lives and normal jobs. People like us, and as one of them, I suppose I'd become a sort of person like them, like us. I mean, well, I might become a person like me. There was a growing awareness that I'd been drawn into something that was going to be far from normal, something that was greater than the sum of its parts, a sort of process of theatrical alchemy, rather like alchemy. I mean, ordinary alchemy. Not that alchemy is ordinary, it's pretty strange, really.
Pray silence for His Majesty, Prince Charming. Pray silence for His Majesty, Prince Charming. Pray silence. Pray silence.
Are you okay, Roy? Yeah.
Yes, fine, thank you.
You're not nervous?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I've always had a problem with sweat.
Just go out there and enjoy yourself. It's going brilliantly, and it's absolutely packed out.
Packed? Good, yes, that is good.
Yes, Prince Charming, right on cue. Yeah. You're looking sensational, Erica, isn't she, Roy?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Peter, you're great. Are you okay, Roy?
Yes, fine, yes.
Have you seen them out there? They're standing at the back.
Yes. That's great, isn't it? Yes.
Well, I leave you two to it. Good luck. I'm just going out to get the full effect.
Do you always sweat that much?
Yes, I do, yes.
It's just that it's making your makeup run.
No, it's fine. It's nothing.
And some of it's got into the shoe, look.
Oh, well, that'll be it. I mean, maybe I can give it... Oh.
Cinderella, that poor creature. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, here we go then, Roy. Roy, are you okay?
Yes, just a bit, things seem a bit,
Roy, are you... Roy, shall I... Roy! Roy!
Roy Mallard would like to give a special thank you to Chris Langham and also to Clive Swift, Philip Pope, Stephen Critchlow, Tracy Bennett, Melanie Hudson, Polly Adams, Rob Harley and Caroline Strong. People Like Us was written by John Morton and produced by Paul Schlesinger.